Today's agenda, be perfect. Beware of hypocrisy. Jesus teaches how to pray. Judge not. Jesus heals the centurion's servant. John the Baptist doubts about Jesus. Jesus commends John the Baptist. Jesus upbraids unbelief. He rebukes the Pharisees and preaches about the kingdom of God. Matthew 5, verse 37. But let your communication be yes, yes, and no, no. For whatever is more than these comes of evil, or the evil one. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whoever shall smite you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him also have your cloak. And whoever shall compel you to go a mile with him, go with him too. Give to him that asks of you, and from him that would borrow of you, do not turn away. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and those who persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do that? And if you salute your brothers only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do that? So be perfect, therefore, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Beware of hypocrisy, Matthew 6, 1 and onwards. Take heed that you do not do your good deeds before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do your good deeds, don't sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites in the synagogues and in the streets do, so that they might have glory of men. Truly I say unto you, that is their reward. But when you do your good deeds, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your good deeds may be done in secret. And your Father, which sees in secret, himself shall reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, so that they can be seen of men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, which is in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their many words, their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you even ask. Jesus teaches how to pray. Matthew 6, 9. Pray after this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, our debts, as we forgive others who are in debt to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So be it. For if you forgive men their trespasses, Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. Moreover, when you fast, don't be as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, that you appear not unto men to fast, but unto your Father, which is in secret. And your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust corrupts, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves cannot break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other one. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you will put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Look at the birds of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add even one cubit to his stature? And why take thought for clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil or spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whatever will we wear? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you also shall be judged, and with what measure you mete out, it shall be measured back to you again. And why notice the mote that is in your brother's eye, but don't consider the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull that little tiny speck out of your brother or your eye, when, behold, a beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to cast the mote out of your brother's. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast you your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if a son asks bread of him, will he give him a rock? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask of him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do even likewise to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are which go in there. But because straight is the gate, and narrow the way which leads unto life, there are few that find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? And in your name have we not cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will compare him to a wise man. A wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that hears these sayings of mine and doesn't do them shall be compared to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Jesus heals the centurion's servant. Luke 7. Now when he had ended all these sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, asking him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying, He's worthy for whom you should do this, for he loves our nation, and he built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying, Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Neither thought I worthy myself to come unto you, but just say in a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, Go, and he goes. And another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him around, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. Now when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said, Are you he that should come, or do we look for someone else? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news preached to them. And blessed is he whoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare the way before you. Truly I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there is not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I compare this generation? It is likened to children sitting in the marketplace and calling unto their fellows, saying, We have piped unto you, but you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which had been done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which is exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to the grave. For if the mighty works which had been done in you had been done in Sodom, it should have remained until this day. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them unto babies. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither does any man know the Father save the Son, and he to whom he will reveal the Son. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your lives. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And so he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman of the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat at the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. And she stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw this, he spoke within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what kind of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave both of them. Tell me, therefore, which of the two will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose it's the one that he forgave most to. And he said unto him, You have rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss of greeting, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are all forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said unto her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. And it came to pass after this that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance.